Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for Choice Hotels. Save 20% when you book direct at choicehotels.com with 180 hotels across Australia and New Zealand. Terms apply.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome. Pardon me. The big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy.
You're allowed to have a croaky voice.
I've got 1 week
voice.
To go. Yeah. One week to go and we're falling apart at the seams. Hey, a big Friday show coming up. Hello, Jane Kennedy, by the way.
Hi, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hey, guys. Good
big show to go out on. Old friend of the show, Limo. Swings by to, well, say good day, and we thank him for his service over the years. He's on another radio station now, but who cares? He's a mate of ours. We'll say hello.
That's true. And you did say we got Clown of the Week.
I mentioned it, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not joining these two. We also speak with fashion doyen and author now, Alana Hill.
She's good.
And she's going to sort of, I think she might sum you up a bit.
Yeah.
You can sort of can read you and look
at
what you're wearing.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of that. Are you talking about my shirt?
Yeah.
We'll
get to that in just a minute. Yeah. People are hurtful out there. People really don't know when enough's enough. Name that boat. We've
got
a 38 grand boat from Quintrex. It is a cracker.
This is going off.
Supermodel.
Yeah.
And it's sitting there saying, take me.
Yep.
Take me anywhere you want. Take me out. Take me to the ocean. Be rough with me. I just want to get out. And we're going to help you name it. You're going to name it. And you're going to name it for us.
And we're going to pick a winner. Yep.
Great competition.
We'll announce that next week, won't we?
Yeah, we will. We've got the weekend review as well.
Yes. And we didn't get to Gone Wild yesterday, so we're going to do it today.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
Congratulations on a great pub shout, Mickey.
Thank you very much. Exciting night. Thank you to you too as well.
Thousands of people were watching and listening and watching.
All around Australia.
I was blown away by the reaction to it, and people seemed to generally enjoy it. I looked very happy, of course, because, as I may have pointed out more than once, I was in my natural habitat.
Yeah.
and I was back in a pub that was open, and it was one that I was drinking at the bar and surrounded by my favourite people, of course, apart from Dave.
Well, it was funny. It was fun. No, Dave was the Uber
Dave
driver in the Getz.
I got you there in one piece.
The guests were so fantastic. We'll get to Barnsley in a minute, but not the only musical highlight. It has to be said.
Well,
our own Jane Kennedy, of course,
sometimes you take one for the team.
Oh, you did so well.
I
loved it.
You've been insufferable since you played in front of AC/DC, TNT,
with
the ukulele. You cut me out of the cowbell. I can't believe you didn't invite me on a cowbell with AC/DC.
Well, I did bring you in last night.
You did bring me in last night, and I wasn't going to miss the opportunity for anyone. And look, we've got permission from Jane Kennedy to play this, because otherwise it was a special occasion for certain winners. But for those of you who weren't tuned in, here's Jane Kennedy doing, what was your version, Jane?
Well, it was a version of The Divinals, All the Boys in Town.
And there may be a little bit of cowbell just towards
the end. Apologies to everyone.
I'm through with hanging around with all the boys in town. Now I want a man around. Get me out of here. I am just a rebrassier to all the boys in town. Put this bus in top gear. Get me out of here. I must have been desperate. I must have been pretty low. I must have been desperate. Cowbell. I must have been pretty low. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm tired, ooh, I'm tired, I'm wired, ooh, I'm wired, too much too young, everybody, too much too young, too much too young, too much to get me out of here, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Yeah. Well, that's just
unreal.
catch, isn't it? Well so done, good. Jacob. We're going to get an album out of you, a ukulele album.
Yes.
Please let me do it in a studio properly with a band, not just me
Shane's
playing.
Shane's just responding to that. Shane, you saw the pub shout last night, yeah? Hello, Shane.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Hi, mate. You saw the pub shout last night? You saw Jane?
I did, mate. I thought it was brilliant. It's the best rendition I've heard Jane do of any song.
Oh, see, high praise. There you go.
Well, thank you, Shane.
And did you enjoy
it? You had a few, though, already. It was.
No, actually, I hadn't had a few because I didn't get to pick up my case of bricklaying yet.
Oh, well,
you've got that treat to look forward to.
Yes, that's exactly. Right. That's a whole other night. Well done, Shane. Elizabeth's on the line. Elizabeth, you saw the pub shout last night?
Elizabeth.
Oh, yes.
What's wrong with
people
today?
What did you think of last night?
Oh, it was amazing.
Who was your favourite?
Oh, Jane was great, but Barnsley was great. Flame Tree.
I agree.
So
oh, yeah.
Let's just talk about Barnsley for a minute.
Oh, my God.
If we all had a bit of a man crush on Barnsley anyway, but the bloke just gets better with age. He's such a decent fella. Mm. He puts his hand up straight away to see him playing with his whole family there. Great. Apart from just being just an iconic figure at this radio station, he's in the pantheon of top blokes as far as I'm concerned.
Also, can I just say too, Mickey?
Brilliant last
pitch perfect. He's pitch perfect, and everybody knows what that means. And his voice has never sounded better.
Could have had a little bit of cowbell.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Dave's on the line. Dave, you were dialed up last night. What do you make of it?
It was fantastic. It was awesome for all those involved. When Jane started, we had the cigarette lighters out, but once Barnsley came on, it was awesome. And when he finished with Kay saying, I might have had too many brick lanes, but I teared up. It was just amazing.
Thank you, mate. I had the goosebumps as well. It was kind of moving.
And it was for us too, because we've lived with the music of Cold Chisel and Jimmy Barnes for so long at this radio station, but for him to do the best of his for us
he
last night.
He did Flame Trees as well. He did Working Class Man.
Indeed.
And he was shutting down.
It was really great stuff, and we can't thank him enough. Good on you, Dave.
Well done, Dave.
But there's a one down note is some of the criticism of my shirt, which I feel is a little over the top. Let's just say.
A lot of messages coming through, like that's some fine cotton, Mick, says Pauline Collins. A bit early to throw up on your shirt, Mickey, says Ricky.
Oh, gee. That shirt's got bunga bunga written all over it.
He's missing the white shorts and boat shoes.
He's missing the white shorts and boat shoes. Vanessa, you mole.
Lachlan Ingalls says, can't be laughing at a fat pineapple now, can we? Oh, dear. That seems to
As I said, it's one of those shirts to wear. You have to either be a gay man or a fatty.
Highland Bonsai on Instagram.
I ticked the box of at least one of those.
Yep.
Highland Bonsai says, Hawaiian maternity collection.
Someone else said it's like the moo-moo that Homer wore when he was working from home.
Dom
and he got
DeLuise.
So fat. All right, Dave. Don't enjoy it too much.
Well, the photos are up.
I just want one more. Kangawala Fox says, pineapple is my safe word.
Can I say
it's going to be mine now too, yeah.
I've doubled down today and I've worn the pineapples again in a different
colour. Yeah, I like it. It looks good. You're not wearing what we are all wearing.
We'll take a shot. We'll take a shot of it. Yeah. But you guys have gone in another direction, Jane. Tell us about this, because this is a fantastic day and a great way to promote your rock T-shirts.
Well, today is National Australian Rock Band Day. Wear a T-shirt day to represent. It doesn't have to be your favourite Aussie band. It is just representing an Australian band that you love. Well, I'll tell you, this is my favourite at the moment, especially after last night. I'm wearing the Jane Barnes Band T-shirt
she was so good last night, Jane.
Jane,
too.
And they did over 100 songs during COVID lockdown. Jane really swinging on the guitar initially, and now she's just awesome. She was even playing last night. So
great stuff.
And bagpipes she can play too, by the way.
He threatened the bagpipes. Dave, what are you wearing
I got
today?
My Cram T-shirt on, so as in Black Betty, Cram, who's part of Spiderbait
you know
as well.
How much
so,
I love those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I know, and he loves you too. So that's my T-shirt for the day.
You've done
there.
Well, Whitney. You're a rock chick, Whitney. What have you got on today?
Today I've got the Teskey Brothers signed by them as well.
Well, I love it. They've been part of the gang here.
It does, and the day it's for Oz Music T-shirt Day exists to help raise needed funds for Support Act,
Brilliant.
Which is supporting all those musicians, especially in COVID, that have been unable to perform, all the crew, everybody who's
roadies
involved in music and roadies in in the music industry.
And you can, Adam Rosenbark's friend of the show, was posting earlier. He's got a good collection of rock t-shirts.
Yeah,
and
he's got
quite a few down the heavy metal end of the pool.
I'd imagine so.
Which he's rocking today. Yeah, it's a great chance, everyone, to get involved. Yeah. Maybe tell us. Get in contact with us. Let us know what you're wearing today to honour rock and roll. Hey, we'll come back with Clown of the Week. Shall we go out with just a little bit more of
little
stuff
sample
that went down last night?
Yeah.
Of last night? Yeah,
Mick's
let's
virtual
have a listen.
Pub shout.
Mick's virtual pub shout. It's our big end of season. We couldn't think of a better way to go out on the House of M's, the network that you helped build. If there's ever a statue out the front, it'll be a statue of you, and everyone will be bowing and saying thank you for helping us build this magnificent
Listen,
network.
It's my pleasure to do it, mate.
And all the flame trees plant, we hear it drive. Oh, and there's nothing else can set fire to this town.
Do you think if someone walked in now, they'd think we might be on a Tinder date?
I think so, because of the sort of electricity that's happening between us.
Feels that way.
It does feel
feels
that
like you're
way.
Mentally undressing me right now. I should point out takes a while.
Which I should point out never will go on in my head.
Couldn't think of anyone more suited to the Triple M audience than the great Jim Jefferies. I'm trying to describe the Triple M audience to you. There's probably 1,000 people out there now at their homes all around Australia, around the big brown land, tuning in. Probably a lot of flannel out there now.
A lot of salt of the earth in the way that they eat too much salt,
That's correct. But do you remember your first gigs, your early gigs, your pub gigs?
My first ever gigs, it was the Sydney Comedy Store. You used to have to go there and put your name in a hat and allegedly they pulled out the names. But I was 17. I did 2 gigs when I was 17. And the first one I did went really well. And then they said, you're not old enough to be in here, are you? And I was like, no. Because all my routines were about, like, there's a girl at school. It was all pretty basic stuff. So I said, no, I'm not old enough. They go, you have to bring a parent back. Now, I hadn't told my parents that I'd been going over the bridge, because I lived on the other side of the harbour.
Right.
I was like, well, I've gone over the bridge to do something, They said I had to bring a parent. So I brought my dad along. And it was a big thunderstorm. The only other people in the audience were the other comics who were about to get on, and I died on my hole so bad, it was like horrendous. And then after I get in the car with my dad, and he goes, yeah, you're a good lad and you're good at other things and you've got a lot going for you, but this isn't for you. And then I didn't get up again till I was 21.
See you guys, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year and all that stuff. See you soon.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Lost Emu.
Wearing a crop top and fake tattoos.
That big dub that's happening right now.
But it can't always be this guy.
And Giorgio won by a lot. A lot.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Poly Professionals' high-quality range of gap and rigid fillers have a product for every job, helping you achieve the perfect finish every time. Available from your local paint specialist store.
Well done, guys. Yeah. Thanks for getting on board. Today's episode is in honour of Rudy Giuliani, who's just hosted one of the most bizarre stroke macabre press conferences I've ever seen. He was like a wax model that was melting down in the middle of a 90-minute press conference. His hair dye started running.
Twitter's gone mad. They're talking about the movie and who would play him in a movie, and they're already like suggesting he'd win the Academy Award ahead of Donald Trump.
If he had turned into a bat and flown out the window, I wouldn't have been surprised. It would have been a good finish for the actual press conference. But wowee, just when you think it can't.
Every day something
just
pops
when
up.
You think they've run out of juice, they're That's back. Right. Andrew's on the line. Hey, Andrew, who do you want to clown?
Hi. Yeah, I'm wanting to clown Dangerous Dave.
What for? Why?
Seriously, you still have the gets all year, and for driving Mick to the pub shout in your gets.
Well, mate, that's the only transport I had.
I asked you to organise a car, and you picked me up in the gets.
Yeah, because the rock patrols were taken, and then I didn't realise that they were already down.
And
at the
then
pub.
You tried to play me Billy Joel.
Well,
on
I had the collection
in.
There for you, the nylon curtain.
I love
there,
saying
to
that. Yeah. Nylon curtain.
It's
not going to happen with Mick in the car.
It's not comfy.
He complained about having no water and no mint.
Yeah, I'm not an Uber driver, mate. That is, you're lucky. You got there.
And for those who didn't see it, I was sitting in the back. All right, Andrew, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's get into it. Who do you want to clown first, Jane?
I'd like to clown Pete Evans.
Okay, no, fair call. We could have made it in, all in his honour this week.
Well, we could, and it was for sharing a cartoon featuring a butterfly emblazoned with a symbol used by neo-Nazis. He, of course, he tried to explain himself away.
Yeah.
But we don't need Pete to explain it because we've got somebody else who's all over it, and that was Rhonda Birchmore.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen because I think she summed up the whole situation really well and made it very clear.
You know, he knew what he was doing. I think it's a bit severe that he should be dumped. It's a really, really tricky one. I don't know. What's Pete... I see that he's put up kind of... that it was all... He didn't mean to do it, and he researches these symbols and what he does very carefully. Maybe he should have researched a little, you know, it's such a, you know, kind of politically kind of unsafe... Time, you know, to do stuff like that.
Well, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda.
In summary, Rhonda, your point is...
There you go. That went very quickly, didn't it? That whole Pete Evans thing.
Wasn't it a quick news cycle?
Blows in.
It's the biggest story and then it's gone.
That's what happens,
Matt's on the line. Matt, who would you like to clown?
I want to clown New South Wales.
For losing State of Origin?
100%. Absolute flogs. They go in there cocky and say, Queensland's the worst team in 40 years. We're going to smash them. Sucked in 2-1. Sucked in.
Well, speaking of cocky, Matt, well done. That's it to the loser.
Fair enough.
To the loser. Yeah. To the winner goes the spoils. And I can say that's another thing South Australia's taken down.
Really?
They played the first game in South Australia.
Good point.
Yes. Yeah. South Australia. Do we clown South Australia?
We will, because they've had a lockdown that's lasted 2 days. Now, take it from a state who was 105 days in lockdown.
That's long. Two
seems a little crazy to me.
No.
Doug's on the line.
Hello, Doug.
Who would you specifically like to clown?
Hi guys, I'd like to clown the guy who lied to South Australian health officials, causing our whole state to go into lockdown for 2 days.
You're not bad. Hi, I think you're right. I think also we should clown, while we're at it, the person who suggested we shut all the bottle shops in South Australia.
Yes.
Because
what
that,
are you thinking?
As we pointed out on this program, was lunacy. It would end in looting. And
I think you could blame Steve Marshall.
He
had to back down on that one.
That was never going to fly. We get the idea. Can I clown you guys? I'd like to clown
us?
You two.
Who are you talking about?
But for not helping me out when I asked you about the Pop Tarts, and I just wanted to cook a Pop Tart. And
this is so embarrassing, everybody. First of all, you were having Pop Tarts for dinner. Tragic.
Well, I couldn't leave the house because the minor birds are swooping.
It was 10 p.m. on a Monday night, I have to say.
And
it wasn't even dessert. It was main course.
But it was dinner. And I said, how do you cook them? And you said, toaster. And I said, do I take them out of the bag? Because they had a bag, you know, that looks like you should cook them.
Never put a plastic bag inside a toaster.
Because it looked aluminium. And then there was other ones.
And then you said, what was the use-by date? And I said, which year are you from?
That's right.
And Jane bought them for my boys.
I did. Eight-year-old boys.
It was a treat for my boys, and I'm ringing her at 10 o'clock going, how do I cook these?
Good Lord.
It's sad. I'm a catch, ladies.
Yes, you are a catch.
All right, we'll remember that one.
Now, we have a big prize coming up.
We do. It's to name a boat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And we've had some crazy suggestions.
Well, we have. And you two girls on yesterday's program, can I clown, please? Whitney and Jane Kennedy.
Oh, no, because we get put in this position where people have these quite blue names.
We were trying to talk them down, and then Whitney's Whitney's mind cup?
Yeah,
can you talk to us, Whitney?
There, yep.
So Whitney yesterday came on to complain that she was having to field some pretty blue suggestions.
Yeah, right. Very
right. We said, be careful and respectful.
That's
She's a young lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Treat her appropriately. And anyway, halfway in the conversation, she opened up and followed up by Jane Kennedy. Have a look at the two girls get off the chain.
Yeah, listen to this.
A new one we've got is On My Knob.
People say, do you want to come on my knob?
Yeah.
Which is the
thanks,
boat.
Thanks,
Jane. Girls, can we dial it down a bit? What is going on? Imagine cracking a champagne across the bow of On My Knob. Guys, we like your enthusiasm. Clean it up. Bit of respect for Whitney. Gaffney on the phone. Yeah.
There's another one that caught my eye, but I don't know if I should say
it. No, for it. You go, sure. Gaffney.
Okay.
Get rid of the dump.
I'm ready to dump this.
The titty jiggler.
Who's going to put that on their boat? Seriously.
Okay. So,
everyone, can we just now all grow up a bit?
It still makes me cry with laughter.
Yeah,
we've got it out of our system. You're right, Jane. We've got it out of our system. We're not putting any more tawdry, toilet humoury stuff to air.
Exactly.
We're about to get into it. 133353. You reckon you can name our boat? It's a cracker. 38,000 worth. Oh, it's time for our Friday song.
Yeah, missed it before. Hooray. Got it right now. It is the cure. Yeah, $38,000 boat and trailer. It's all thanks to Quintrex. They've been making boating easy since 1945. You can get out on the water this summer with Quintrex. What would you name the boat? You might win it. 133353. Call now.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're giving away a $38,000 boat and trailer. It's all thanks to Quintrex. Quintrex.com.au. You can enter online at kennedymalloy.com.au.
We need some yacht rock.
We'll crisscross now. Ride like the wind. Oh, yeah.
Imagine this, you're behind the wheel,
man,
and
you're
38 grand Quintrex. It's a little choppy, not too choppy,
yes,
though. It's just getting everything jiggling.
I don't think this is exactly the Yacht Rock style of boat, to be frank. I just want to say.
Yeah, well, Jane, we know what Christopher Cross means to you.
Yeah.
It's more bedroom music for you than going
it's
to see
bedroom music.
But what a prize. Mm. This is one of our greatest competitions ever, bar none,
yeah.
I think.
I love it.
Offer the chance to drive away with your new boat and name it, and your name will be the reason you've won it. And we've had some great suggestions already. Some we've been through. Some new ones that have just come in overnight. Christian Brown, Birth Control, as in birth, B-E-R-T-H.
Yes. I like it,
I like that one. Shana Cramon, Mariah Ferry.
Yes, that's very good.
I would do that. Janie's Got a Boat.
Oh, that's good.
That's from Ben.
Ben, that's not bad. And here's one I like, Mustique.
Oh, no, never mention that.
Oh, well, you
Scott
know what?
Did.
If I rocked up at the beach bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And got out in the Quintrex and just threw the keys to the guy and said, I'll be back in 6 days.
Yeah.
He goes, we won't talk about this. And off I'd go, and then I'd come back, and if that boat could talk.
Mickey Boombar, I don't mind too. That's from Sharon in Victoria.
Okay, Dave, yellow card.
I'm sorry.
What do you mean,
like
Mickey Boombar? Who's got Mickey Boombar? Where does that come from?
That's Sharon, Sharon Tester. Thanks, Sharon.
Sharon, you've Lock got no hope.
I like Hooked on a Real Thing. That's from Wendy. That's a good one.
Bad. Hey, what about Dusty Marlin?
Oh, okay.
Dusty Marlin could just get you the gong.
Joan Jetboat. It's not bad either. That's Chris.
Chumbawamba. Chumbawamba, just as a name for a boat, is not bad. Clickbait.
Well, yeah, it's good.
I like it. Joan Jetboat.
I just said that.
These are
you
good.
You said that.
I don't listen when he's on. I didn't listen to anything after he said Mickey Boombar.
Right, okay.
So there you get the idea. So keep your interest coming. Next week, we're going to give it away next Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to start culling. Mm. But in the meantime, we're still collecting. Thomas, what's the name you're thinking of for the boat?
The Floating Esky.
The Floating Esky. I like it. It's right off the bat. It lets you know what it's
Australian
doing.
Australian too.
It's like you're sitting in a big Esky with Kaiser
It
Cole
is Australian because no one else has the word Esky in their country. Yeah,
no,
we're the only ones that have it.
Oh, someone will take it like they did Ugg Boot. Yeah, the Americans took Ugg Boot. Now they're suing us if we use the word
Ugg
Boot.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That
we can clown them.
We'll clown them. Dickheads. Hey, well done, Thomas. You're in the running. Grant's on the line. Grant, what's your idea for the boat name, buddy?
I think going for your show could be This Side Up.
This Side Up?
Oh,
but,
yes,
no, no, but when it capsizes.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's upside
it's
down.
Flipped, you go.
So that when it capsizes, it's actually saying This Side Up. Is that what you think, Grant?
I reckon so. Right.
Well, Grant, I'm writing it down. I'm going to put it over there in the inbox, but let's just say you got some stiff competition. Okay, Ray's on the line. Ray, what's your suggestion?
There you go. Well, considering it's a Quintrex, I thought it'd be the Kennedy Malloy Quintrex.
No, you got no hope.
Quite
to the point.
No, Ray, you're in the hunt. Dean's on the line. Dean, what would you call the boat?
ScoMo. Oh, it's called Wind, and it goes like the wind.
ScoMo? No, ScoMo, and we turn it round. So we don't let him into the... So the ScoMo gets turned around, or we use the ScoMo, the $38,000 Quintrex, just to import boat people.
Okay. Well, that sounds very good of you, yeah.
Ray can only get a couple at a time. On the ScoMo, I'm writing ScoMo down, Jane. Down. Is there anything else you like?
What do I think? I still like Mickey Blue Eye Cod.
Blue Eye Cod.
Get that one? Mickey Blue Eyes. It's Mickey Blue Eye Cod is an awesome. That's from Peter from New South Wales. Thank you for
There's
that.
A lot going on. Googs is on the line. Googs, what would you call it?
G'day, Mickey. Yeah, g'day, mate.
Yeah, good. Good. Googs, what's happening? I think Googs would be a good name for a boat.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's Googs.
Googs, all right.
Hey, mate, I'll tell you what
Hang on, now you're off the list.
And it's Googs.
You made him angry.
It's Googs, buddy.
Oops.
Always has been, always will be. How'd you get that name?
Oh, I had it since I was about 13 up in Wall, where I live on the Murray, going up to where she starts, and they all reckon I had googly eyes.
Googs, they got you. Hey, Googs, if you're on the Murray, you could use a boat. Am I right?
Oh, I'd love one, mate.
38,000.
You could even come up fishing and drinking with me.
Now we're talking.
Has Googs said the name? Yeah. Has he told us what the name of the boat is?
What's your name, Googs?
Sorry, what's the name of the boat?
Yeah.
I'm going because the show's called Kennedy, Malloy, and every now and again, Dangerous. So I'm going Dangerous Mick Kennedy.
sounds like a bit
for Dave. You
thanks,
know.
Googs. I appreciate that, mate.
Googs, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll put that one in.
You got it, mate. Oh, you got a case of Brick Lane coming your way, and you got $100 to spend at Grilled as well.
You
got some burgers.
All right, put it in the back of the boat in case you win it, and I'll come up and have it with you, mate.
No worries, mate. It sounds good.
See ya, Googs.
Hey, by the way, if you're listening through a podcast right now or you can't get to the phone or you can't get through because we've got a full board of calls there, why don't you jump online at kennedymalloy.com.au and let us know your name because, we're giving it away next week thanks to Quintrex worth $38,000. Good luck. Up next, it's Alana Hill on Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we are going right now to speak to, I would say, one of the most iconic people in fashion and now a well-known author and all-round superstar, Alana Hill. Alana, welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
Look, thank you very much. I'm here in my apartment sweeping and doing the dishes.
Sounds boring.
Wow.
Yes. Are you wearing a cute little apron and heels?
Oh, you're kinky, aren't you, love? You're kinky. You're trying to work out some way to have a three-way over the phone.
You can read me like a book. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I've read you in your shirt today, love. I've seen that shirt. I saw a lot in that shirt.
So this is a shirt I wore last night at a public function. There's been a fair degree of ridicule today.
Yes.
But I thought we would go to you as a doyen of the fashion industry to get your proper appraisal. Go.
Well, love, what I did think, if you wouldn't mind, that after I recovered from seeing it, I thought girls would think, God, imagine being Mick Malloy's boyfriend. Imagine being his boyfriend. He's a multi-millionaire. He's got a multi-millionaire apartment. He's got two kiddies. Starlets are throwing themselves at him. He's got a footy show, loads of chums. You're a red carpet favourite. You're a top bloke. You're bloody hilarious. But the other side of that, love, the other side of that I saw in that shirt was that Mick gets home and he stares at the walls. You spend far too long in the toilet. You're in the toilet for hours. You think about having a shave because you look like Saddam Hussein. I don't care what you say. You look like that. What's his name? Saddam Hussein. You look like him.
Hey, I'm big in Iraq.
You think about shaving, but then you can't be bothered. And you think about calling a stylist, but then you can't be bothered. And then you think, maybe I'll drink a six-pack. And you drink a six-pack. And then you watch it. Then you watch your footy show, and then you stare at the television and think, "There's nothing on effing TV."
Are you stalking me? That's unbelievable.
And then you go to bed, Mick, and you get up, and you do it all over again.
I love it,
Alana. Sound like you're a psychic.
Unbelievable. And,
a lot of people would say step.
So no pineapples in the Alana Hill race this year.
No, you have. I'm sure you've done pineapples.
You would have
years
done
ago
pineapples.
In some material.
I wouldn't do a pineapple, love. I don't like it. Oh. I don't like a fruit situation. I'd like a flower situation.
All right. It's true.
I thought the shirt had bows on it, actually. I saw bows.
Alana, I want to get to your book, quick, love. I want to talk about the Handbag of Happiness.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
tell us, is this based on stories of yourself? And are they all sort of short stories about your life, which is the most bonkers life, I have to say with respect, that, and yes, you know, because yes, I read your book before it was even published, your first book.
Yes, and you cried. I loved it. I bawled my
way through it, Butterfly and a Pin. Yes, this one, tell us about it.
Well, love, I started to write because I was becoming overly sensitive about everything. I was fuming. People were keeping right away
this,
from
this
me.
This sounds like my autobiography.
And I was sick of all the contradictory messages,
yeah,
and all the unwinnable choices and the millions of high-handed self-help books. I mean, I loathe self-help books.
So this is an honest book, an account of what's happened to you, and is it advice for people?
That's the anti-self-help book in it. It's each chapter is like the apron strings of lament, the brassiere of lovelessness. So the book is hilarious, apparently, and then at times very, very sad and poignant. It's basically about how to cure the blues. At the end of each chapter is a pearl of wisdom, which is a little bit like an Alana Oprah type of situation.
Nice. Well, that's what we like to hear. Now, I believe it's okay to talk about other big news you have, which is huge.
Huge.
That your first book, Butterfly and a Pin, is being turned into a 10-part television series.
Surely there's a role for Mickey
in that.
Surely there's a kind of guy that guys want to be and girls want to do, kind of.
Well, I think that you would be very well. There's my first person that I ever met in Melbourne was a criminal. He was my best friend and he pawned my mother's wedding ring and kept the money. And so I believe you'd be perfect in that role.
Okay. But, can I have a guess at that? Yeah. Can I have a guess at what I think that might be?
Okay.
After I'd written the book, there was nothing left of me, of course. I thought, there's no cathartic feeling. I just feel worse. This is a bit embarrassing, but when I went on the book tours and people were sort of clapping and loving me, and I thought, this is the sort of thing I need. This is what I needed all along. I need the claps.
You would have got that at your fashion shows when people are walking down and acknowledging your beautiful clothes.
The claps, love. There was no clapping for me. I was out the back that I sat on it for a year, and then Gillian Armstrong came along. I met her in the city, congratulated her on Sweetie and the piano, which she had nothing to do with. It was Jane. Started off quite badly. And then she was really great. She understood that it was basically a very sad story about a mother and a daughter who couldn't have a relationship. Of course, my brother.
Have you got ideas of who might play you? Have you got any thoughts?
See, that's the thing, love, because I've got the existential void.
Jane Kennedy can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. I'm looking at all the people you've stalled. Kylie Minogue, Danny Minogue, Deborah Conway, Angie Hart, Nicole Kidman, Katy Perry, Courtney Love. Jane's played all those women. You dress them. Jane parodies them.
Yeah, I know. Who I really want is the girl from Ozarks.
Oh, yeah, she's fabulous with the curly hair.
I love her.
I think I can work with her.
But there's going to be three Alanas because I start off as a little mongrel child.
Three Alanas? That's like The Crown, is it, where they change the queen?
It's going to be like every two seasons.
Hey, we've got to fly, Alana. I could talk to you all day. Feels like I have. The book is The Handbag of Happiness. By the way, misleading title. Everyone knows women's handbags are a void not to be ventured into or near.
Read the next part of the title, love. That's what the real book's about, and other misunderstandings, misdemeanors and misadventures.
Right, I haven't got that far yet, but, but it's on my list of things to do. Yes!
Alana Hill joining us there.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big second hour coming up. Limo's going to join us.
Can't wait.
Chatted with and Gone Wild too. That's all part of the next hour.
Lots to look forward to.
Yeah.
Can I just do a quick little plug here? And Whitney, you did something good today. Good on you. It's Red Cross are doing today Aussie True Colours and how you can band together because it's pretty tough in this COVID time to boost blood and plasma donations. And you're going to get a bandage when you go in there. And Wits, what do you do today?
Yeah, I went down to Bendigo, actually, in Victoria, and I had plasma taken for the very first time, my first donation, and I'm wearing one of the new bands from the new campaign.
Did you get a lollipop or something? Did they give you a sugar hit?
Did you get a sausage roll? Usually it's a sausage roll and a milkshake.
Yep.
That sounds like a good lunch.
Yeah, they were fully stocked. Sausage rolls, party pies. I just grabbed myself a cookie and a cup of tea.
Good on you.
It was a great experience.
Well, that's fantastic. That could be better than Pop-Tarts for dinner tonight.
I think it might be. Go and get some plasma and you can get a full meal.
And can someone donate some plasma or some blood, please, to Rudy Giuliani? I think he needs some. Call 131495 or visit donateblood.com.au to donate. Show your true colours with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood by donating today.
All right, Limo next.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap your
yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It's the last hour for the week. It's going to be a beauty. Gone Wild coming up, Jane. Give us one story. What are we going to tackle?
We are going to tackle a woman who spent thousands of dollars on her dog she thought was ill, and she ends up blaming her husband. I've got the reason why, and it's a smelly one.
Okay, we'll get in front of that. Yep. And how much do you think the world would pay for the best racing pigeon of all time? Oh, baby, sit on your helmet.
Find out.
We have the weekend review coming up. We'll take calls, we'll take tweets, and we're going to start at the top with our old mate, Limo. Friend of the show. We're doing a run around trying to get everyone who's been great on our show for us over the last 3 years, but mainly this year. Mm. Thank you for all your help. We know you're now on a different network, so yes, we don't see you often. But
indeed,
it's always a pleasure to have you, sweetheart.
Yeah, so I knew if I patiently waited outside the studio for long enough, you would eventually let me in. And I want to thank you two as well for your support over the years.
You've had
my back for a number of years now, and it's always been a joy.
Well, you're welcome. And we should say,
Where are you now?
You're in
Adelaide. I'm doing SAFM breakfast.
You know, it's always ruined dits for me, mate.
I know you're a ruined dits guy.
Well, until
you've bobbed up on Media Watch, you don't get looking with Mickey.
Man, I always thought I would be the first one from this network to get onto Media Watch. Those bastards have cut my lunch.
Have you never appeared on Media Watch?
I thought you had.
Come on.
I think I may have jumped up and down in the background in my underpants.
There was something years ago, I think, in a very early version of Media Watch. Yes, okay. I think.
Well, I've crossed swords with Stuart Littlemore, former host.
Oh, yeah. don't bring that up.
Don't worry. We've come to blows.
A what and a bore? A bore?
A lout and a bore.
A lout and a bore. That's right.
Get away
well,
saying
it is
my
good.
Name.
And if you want,
it's good to see you.
Yeah, that is written into a transcript in the Supreme Court of South Australia. And did you ever get your hands on the court artists?
I did. I look good.
Oh, really?
I think it was done by Larry Pickering. I seem to have flies buzzing around my penis, and I'm naked.
I was about to say, and you were naked. But have you got that up on your wall at home? That can be next to your Helen D'Amico.
Oh, what a couple. A match made in heaven.
Well, Adelaide, I haven't had a great time in Adelaide. We were talking about this. Adelaide are having a bit of a tough time at the moment. I've had my good times in Adelaide. I've had bad times in Adelaide.
Yes.
But my heart still goes out for them right now.
Indeed, they're doing it tough, although they're coming out of lockdown now. Yeah.
How long were they in lockdown for?
2 days.
Right. You know what?
No, but they should. The funny thing is, they should
102, I think it was for us.
Yeah.
Well,
they should never have gone into lockdown because the contact tracers went to this bloke and they
the
said,
pizza well,
the pizza
guy.
The pizza guy. Yeah. Where did you get it? And he said, I just went in and bought a pizza. And they went, well, geez, if you got it off a box, this thing's contagious.
Yeah. Then we're in
the city
down. Well, sorts of stuff.
Turns out he worked in the pizza store and had a number of shifts there and had been in close contact with the other bloke.
Wow.
He finally came clean.
In more controversy in the pizza world, ham and pineapple's been named Australia's favourite pizza.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm telling you.
So
that news came down today.
So Australia's favourite pizza is a Hawaiian.
Hey, don't worry. That might be our only route in the bubble soon.
Jane, I was looking at those pictures on the advertiser website today, a string of pictures under the heading Ghost Town, and nearly every picture had a person in it. It was like, as there was someone waiting to meet
someone. What's your take on the big pigeon?
Yeah.
You like the big pigeon?
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I think it looks good.
Yeah. I mean,
would you do a poo on it? They've been doing it to us for years. It'd be good promotion for your radio station. Limo in a cherry picker with your bot.
That's not bad.
Hanging out the side.
You know what I'd like? See, up on the top of Montefiore Hill in Adelaide is Colonel William Light, who's pointing over the city because he designed the city all those years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of pigeons would have pooped on him over the years. Yeah. Wouldn't you love to just rip that statue up for a day and hover it over the pigeon?
Hey, it's time for revenge.
Little return surf. You two would have shuddered, though, in Adelaide when they said, when the lockdown started, they said we're closing bottle shops.
Oh, we were horrified. Yeah,
don't know what you're doing. I said, let the looting begin.
Exactly.
Imagine it. Kennedy would have done it. Drive by on a wine shop.
Don't worry.
No worries.
I would have done it in a flash, but they did backpedal on that one, didn't they?
They backflipped on that very quickly.
And now their pizza shops are open again. What are they doing? they got the munchies over there. Who's your man?
Well, Zac Efron, said the guy leaves Byron Bay and been living it up there and goes to do the big glamorous movie shoot in Adelaide, gets locked down.
And he's locked down. Hey, Jade, I'm going to mention a movie to you and tell me if this doesn't remind you of Zac Efron stuck in Adelaide, the movie Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
No.
100%.
He is not leaving Adelaide.
Yes. No, I can do better.
No.
What about where he plays the serial killer?
Oh yeah.
He's now in Adelaide. Welcome home. Oh. Welcome to the home of serial killers.
The handsome serial killer.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The college girl one.
Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Yes.
You know the real genius, the Volkswagen. Who fell sick of a guy in a Volkswagen?
Unsuspecting.
Yes. Job over. Hi, can you help me into my Volkswagen? You loser.
It was no white Hilux, was it?
You hit on the head with a cast. And it's game over.
Don't expect to ever see Zac Efron
ever
again.
Can you hang about, Limo?
Yes.
We'd like to talk with you more.
Stick with us. Levo's with us. More to come right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Anthony Lehman. Limo's with us.
Our producers are telling me I appeared on Media Watch in 2007 to talk about Channel 10 covering up Crackerjack's credits with Australian Idol promos.
You were furious. Yes,
Channel
that's
10.
Right.
Fair enough, folks.
Hey, was Media Watch around when you took a leak on the set at Channel 9?
Allegedly took a leak, Limo. He never did it.
No, but
never
it got a fair bit of coverage. Media Watch may have been the only ones. No, I always go back to this, but my favourite bit of criticism of that show was on the 3AW morning show.
The Neil Mitchell.
Neil Mitchell, who had a caller in. And he goes, oh, it's just a bunch of fat people sitting on couches.
Which was actually a working title for the show.
It is what it is.
It's a good title for a show.
Thank you.
I love it. Well, someone else who's not afraid of a bit of controversy is Borat, as we know.
So I, do you know what? Can I say something before you weigh into these? I find these films hard to watch. And, I just, even his first one, I couldn't watch it all. He is the best in the business, by a mile.
The scene in the first film where he wrestles the fat guy, the naked fat guy, I was laughing so much in the cinema, I nearly fainted. I was having a proper fit in the cinema.
Yeah.
I'm the same, Mick. I had to watch this in about three sittings.
You get uncomfortable, don't you? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Even though they're good targets.
It's a lot kinder to the country of Kazakhstan. After the first film, Kazakhstan, can you remember this true story? They put out a press release saying that they don't make women rot on the outside of buses, and that they don't, and that they don't drink fermented donkey urine.
Hey!
Well, they've got to get things clear, don't they? I mean, you've got to make it obvious.
But this film much kinder to the country of Kazakhstan, and they've embraced Borat's line.
Wow, it's very nice.
So now, very nice is their tourism slogan.
Oh, is that right?
So there's a whole bunch.
Oh, that's ironic.
There's a whole bunch of ads, and the ads are actually really cool. And Kazakhstan looks amazing in the ads.
Very nice. Do they do it in that accent?
So you'll be following a dude. They don't do the but they do. So there's a guy in the mountains, and he'll just turn to the camera and go, very nice.
Okay.
And that's a good idea.
And it does look very nice. So it made me have a look at some other tourism slogans.
I wouldn't have gone that for Kazakhstan.
What would you?
Throw another goat on the Barbie? Come and join us. We'll throw another goat on the Barbie.
I don't know that people are going to be flooding over the border.
Really? I don't think you should be spokesperson, quite frankly, for Kazakhstan.
Although some of these people could do with a bit more colour.
So what have you got? Have you got other countries?
I've got some other countries here. Sure. These are actual tourism slogans. The country of Jordan. Their slogan is, yes, it's Jordan.
Is that true?
That's a true story.
That's fantastic.
It's like someone's there and go, where am I again? Yes, it's Jordan.
Yeah, it's like, you can't believe it. Yeah, I know you wish you were somewhere else, but you're in Jordan.
You're in Jordan.
Yeah, get used to it.
Denmark, happiest place on earth. Well, they've just thieved that off Disneyland, haven't they?
Lazy.
What about this? Slovakia, good idea. Not a great idea.
It's good enough.
Yeah, someone has been up all night before the pitch at the advertising.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. Here's Iran. You are invited. Well, am I Iran? Am I?
Perhaps. All men are very welcome.
Sure.
But my favourite, this is Portugal, Europe's West Coast. Less a tourism slogan and more a confirmation of its location.
Performing in the armed troops. Remember, we did a gig where we were talking about, we went to this American, heavily American base, and they're highly religious. You can't do religion, you can't do politics. So we didn't know what to do. So we got up there and just asked them what's on their what's on their license plates.
Right, oh, yes. That's yeah. Right. Yes.
Which state do you come from? Good. I come from the Sunshine State. Yep. And it was bloody hilarious. There's some ridiculous states in America.
Alabama is ringing in my brain. Someone might have a look for it now while we're...
Jail, no, our producer will know. No,
I reckon Alabama's got an absolute belter.
It is very much a red state. Yeah. I feel like it would be something with the University of Alabama, like Roll Tide or something along those lines. But I'll check for you.
Yeah. Or your sister will do just fine.
So our producer was involved in that bit. So if there's any trouble, he'll get the blame.
One of my favorite, it used to be Oklahoma, which was Oklahoma is okay.
It is Roll Tide.
It is Roll Tide. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, there we go. Well, and who could, of course, forget this classic from Australia?
So where the bloody hell are you?
Now, where the bloody hell are you doesn't sound that bad now.
It doesn't.
When I put it up against those.
It had a long incubation, that where the bloody hell are you, because, of course, Scott Morrison was the tourism minister who okayed that campaign.
Yeah.
Fast forward 13 years, Scott Morrison was in Hawaii during the bushfires and Lara Bingle tweeted, "Where the bloody hell are you?"
That's a very clever tweet, by the way.
Nice return serve.
It's
a lot smarter equipped than "Stop cameraing me," which is her other classic. He was the tourism minister when they said, "Where the bloody hell are you?"
Yes, right?
Well, if
he
we're
was.
Talking about Asians in boats, well, nowhere, because we won't let us in, you prick. Hey, it's always a pleasure to see you. Have a great summer.
You also want to mention Movember, because you've got something going on there.
Yeah, happening.
I've got I'm going to go with Chopper Reed, the Chopper Reed hangers.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
I would have gone the Maxi Walker.
Maxi Walker. I don't mind. And my wife loves it, Jane. Can you believe that?
You did use an expression that made her feel very excited to see you and liked it. So I love that idea.
I said to her, "Do you like the most?" She said, "It gives me the horn."
Okay. Wow, I'm glad you said that on air.
Horn? The French horn?
When I find out, I'll let you know. I'm not sure at this stage.
It's 17 years of Movember, money raised is going to deliver mental health programs for men and globally. Yeah, the figures aren't great, are they, Lena?
They are not great. And this organisation, it's raised about $1.3 billion over the years.
There's many charities for prostate cancer that you can get involved with who do a bloody good job in the field of men's health. So if you don't feel like growing a moustache, there are plenty other ways.
You can do that.
And if you go to my Instagram and you see the picture of my mo, there's a link there. Easy.
All right.
Get involved. But,
well done. Get on there, mo. Thank you, Tim. See you, buddy.
Much appreciated.
Merry Christmas to you. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nick and Jane, Gone Wild.
I will begin with huge news from the world of pigeon racing.
Oh,
really?
Why do they say pigeon fancying?
That's what it is.
You're fancier.
Yeah.
What is it?
Fancier might mean not
that's
what you
bullshit,
think.
That's bullshit, Jane, and you know it.
Well, I'm bloody going to look it up then.
Oh, you look it up. Tell me what is the definition of a pigeon fancier. But in Belgium, you're not going to believe this. Someone has paid a world record price for a racing pigeon. Now, you think of racehorses and you think of what they're worth.
Yeah.
What do you think of pigeon?
A bird.
I didn't know that they still sort of
$2.6 million at auction for a flying rat. For something that normally is just goes about its business pooing on your head.
Jeepers.
Picking
what?
Out its favourite statue. This thing, what is going on?
What?
And they believe, and I want to check my eyes and cross my T's here, but I think it's that China's gone bonkers for pigeon racing, and they are paying top dollar. So this is a chick pigeon, who's obviously raced lightly and shot the lights out.
Okay.
And they've gone, "Oh no, we need her at home."
Well, I found out what pigeon fancier is: someone who breeds pigeons.
Bill Laurie, he's a pigeon fancier, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, late to the
breeder.
Party again, Dave, with all the great advice.
Yeah, thanks. Now you know. Now you're giving us help.
So, Jane's just had to go on to Budgie's race?
No.
Why?
I don't think so. I've never
tried. Why don't you race your Budgies?
I'm not going to open the cage door. They'll just fly out. I'll never
come
back.
What about like falconers? Do you ever just stand in the backyard with a big leather thing on your arm?
For a Budgie?
For a budgie meat?
No, you just pick up the budgie. They don't.
So what does a budgie do?
Well, they just look good in the cage with their colourful feathers.
What's the highest amount ever paid for a budgie?
I paid about $30 for a yellow one once.
Fine. And we know you're a tiger.
$30.
So that's...
I was going to query why people are doing this as a, because you can't see where the pigeon goes. All you do is it saying seeing it go off and then come back. But then it says the age-old hobby identified with working-class men now has a new elitist foreign lease on life.
Yeah.
That's what it has.
I'd like to shoot one out of the sky, like on a pheasant hunt. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe I could be out there with Prince Philip. As the pigeons go past.
Hey, you know,
have you had this scene in The Crown? Has my favourite Prince Philip story.
What happened?
Has where he was out on one of his properties and he was hunting, he was on a pheasant hunt or something, and there was a local kindergarten, preschool. It was local preschool with all the kids, and all of a sudden bird life just started dropping out of the sky.
No.
And it was because Prince Philip had been shooting them out of the sky.
Oh, my God.
And they were dropping into a local preschool as kids ran in with their hands above their heads trying not to get pelted with falling bird life.
We've had plenty of him hunting.
If that's not a scene in The Crown, I don't know what
there's plenty of it, plenty of that stuff.
What else? Right. What else, Jane?
Okay, now this one is quite... astounding. A woman has revealed that she blew literally thousands of dollars on vet bills trying to find out what was wrong with her dog.
And what was wrong?
She was really concerned because of the unbelievable farting that the dog was doing.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
And it was, she thought, oh my God, the gut health of this dog is dreadful.
So she got enlisted top health specialists, vets.
She did. They went through and they said, we cannot find anything wrong with this dog.
Mm.
So guess what the problem was?
What was the problem, Jo?
It was her husband who was farting and blamed the dog. Honestly, she said the smell was unbelievable. It smelled like rotten eggs.
Yuck. Oh, the old man's let it go on rather than cough up the truth.
She said she was losing her mind and her husband still kept his mouth shut because she kept going back and she started to go to different vets to get second opinions.
Wow. I've heard of silent but deadly, but silent but expensive is the new.
She said it was only when she reached breaking point and said they might have to get rid of the dog that he confessed.
Well, he said he would take her to court with the old she who smelt it dealt it defence.
Yes, that was indeed.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Been a Friday around this time. Yeah, we take a look back.
This will be our second last for the year.
It will be.
Oh, I'm getting teary.
I am too. I'm getting moist.
Aye.
Sorry about that. Quick, get into the best bits.
Yeah, here is the Week in Review, Kennedy Boy.
The week started with some controversial news out of the Vatican.
Everybody was delighted when the Pope joined Instagram. It appears that his account has liked a model called Natalia Garabotto. And Botto being the word, he's liked her in a very brief schoolgirl outfit.
In a schoolgirl outfit with no underpants on.
Oh, right.
It was liked but then mysteriously disappeared.
Okay, he's weeks away from sending his first dick pic.
That's the Pope you're talking about.
I'm telling you, it's a step in the right direction for the Vatican.
Well, it was a big week for Elon Musk quarantining for COVID while another SpaceX manned flight happened and his new tequila range was released.
Don't worry, it's sold out. You can't get it. It's in the shape of a lightning bolt. It's $250 US. He previously joked that he was going to make tequila in 2018 on April Fool's Day. And then he's bloody gone and done it.
All I'm saying is I'm still not convinced he's not the one who did the dump in Johnny Depp's head. We know he was in that apartment.
Have you been paying attention? Tom Gleisner joined us with the show about to wrap up for another year.
We should probably do one of those summer editions.
Would you do it with the same guys?
We used to get Layla McKinnon in and she just throws the clips from, you know.
And Tom also recently returned from a fishing adventure.
Rob Sitch and I got the fly rods out and we actually caught a fish, which is, you know, been a long time between drinks for us.
I've seen some photos and they're very impressive, I have to say.
The photos, we call them fish pics.
Your fish pics are very impressive.
Terry Irwin's love life was under the microscope.
Stop hooking Terry up with every male on television. Next is going to be Mick Malloy and Terry Irwin. That's going to be a headline. It was Dickie Wilkins last week.
Oh, hang on.
No. If we say Mick Malloy, Terry Irwin, Mick Malloy, Terry Irwin, bang. Daily Mail will be onto it.
I'm wearing my khaki derps.
You love animals.
A massive development in the Kennedy Malloy office Tuesday.
Guys, good news.
What?
COVID is over.
How?
The vending machine here at the station is full.
You must be ecstatic.
I had my arms around it on the glass fogged up as cried.
We caught up with Dr. Chris and Julia Morris ahead of shooting next year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
If we were to say we were charging our crystal, we're forming an affirmation circle and getting henna tattoos before we dive into the Australian jungle.
Yeah.
No, you're in Byron Bay then, obviously. You've given us some clues. You've said AFL player.
Is it going to be an AFL female player? Is it going to be an AFL male?
In the past, it's been very handy rehabilitating the images of AFL players. If ever I disgrace myself in public, you'll be the first call I make. Hey, guys, can you get me into the jungle?
With the time-honoured tradition of workplace flings under threat with bonk bans, we wanted to know where callers met their partners.
Well, we were working in a dry cleaner. I used to just have a few steamy moments looking at him over the place.
Not while you were dry cleaning my jacket, I hope.
I was an anaesthetic technician and my wife was a nurse and we were doing a hip replacement.
While the patient was under, did you?
I met my wife's guys when we were working in a winery. Walked in the office and we sort of locked eyes and I went, that's the one.
After a full day at a winery, so everyone would look cute. I reckon.
Mick dreamed a genie again.
Dream a genie. If that was real.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, that's your dream. I know.
Would you?
A little vast with the hottie in.
Because you can't believe you don't live in a society.
Does she call you master? That's what
where you
like,
don't have a slave woman working for you who goes to sleep every night in a bottle.
I think she wore the giant pants in that relationship, Jane.
You're so deep and yet you're so single.
Mick's legendary wireless work with Tony Martin in the 90s was recognised by the National Film and Sound Archive.
Inducted this year is Martin Malloy.
Oh, what? Too kind.
Now, Martin Malloy did inspire comedy chat talk show shenanigans. And you were very young when you did that, so, you know, your talent goes back a long way.
You know what I feel like? Daryl Braithwaite when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, but for Sherbet, not
right.
For his
solo work.
Solo work.
So don't bring Daryl down when this is your big moment.
NRL great Cam Smith joined us with the release of his new book.
Straight off the bat, I'm going to tell you, this book is way too thick for rugby league fans. Okay.
Rugby league people can read, mate. Come on, give us some
credit. Right, but just to be safe, I'd release a talking book version too.
Barnsley joined us ahead of performing on Mick's virtual pub show.
How did he suck you into doing this?
Very persuasive, mate.
What's the biggest gig you reckon you've ever done, Jimmy?
I've done a closing ceremony at the Olympics. 9 billion people.
I'm saying it's just a slight step down in class, but you're thoroughbred.
We're with you, mate.
Professional.
We're with you. We're happy.
Nath Valvo revealed his mum's clandestine cooking and food delivery service during lockdown.
She made dad drive, pick up the phone one hour. Hello. Mum goes, I'm out the front, whispering like she's in some sort of like spy movie. And I open the front door and there's a lasagna on the front
step. This is amazing. Oh. She's like a modern day Scarlet Pimpernel. Or like Zorro. She operates in the shadows, but she delivers the good.
Dave O'Neill announced big plans for next year.
Have you watching SAS Australia? Because I've got some big news.
What's that?
Oh, next year I'm peering in. It's a new Channel 31. It's a bit cheaper. It's called SES Australia. And
I would watch that. Yeah. If you pitched and got that show up.
It's just me in orange overalls. Orange overalls.
We checked in with the boys from Sushi Mango ahead of their 2021 arena tour.
What's the biggest you've played so far?
Palais.
The Palais.
Did the Palais last year, yeah, which is what, 3, 2, 9?
Get your figures right, boys.
As Wogs, we snuck a 5, few more 000. In.
5,000. Wog terms, that's 5,000.
It's a small wedding, isn't it, really?
It's it's Sunday lunch usually, you know, Mick.
But let's wrap up another week with some of the brilliant boat name suggestions from listeners for the awesome 38 grand Quintrex boat and trailer giveaway.
You want to name the boat? We'll give it to the best name.
She got the house.
Malloy, me hearty.
It continues, mate.
SS Studio.
Ships ahoy with KD Malloy.
Bot.
Screaming Seaman.
Usain Boat.
Whitney, you sadly have had to draw the line on some of the more borderline suggestions.
Yeah. Most popular has been Wet Dream.
Sure.
Masturbator. A new one. On my knob.
So do people say, do you want to come on my knob?
Yeah.
Which is the
thanks,
boat. Thanks, can we dial it down a bit?
There's another one that caught my eye, but I don't know if I should say it.
No, for not.
The titty jiggler.
Who's going to put that on their boat, seriously?
Whitney. All aboard the titty jiggler.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Choice Hotels, where you can book direct at choicehotels.com.
You got that right. You don't have to ask me twice to promote the Fine Worker Choice Hotels, 180 hotels across Australia and New Zealand, over 7,000 worldwide, each and every one of them a bloody beauty. You could throw a blanket over them. You could spin a wheel if it's your proof of standards, the old choice
hotels.
Well,
when
hotels.
You hit a new town, it's the first choice, literally, yeah, you should go to, because they're often owned by the people who run them, and that's what we love to hear.
Yeah. Indeed, and of course, especially if you're out in regional Australia or outside the comfort zone of the major cities, I love regional Australia. I love the cities and townships they throw up. None more so than one of our favourites, of course, which is Mount Gambier.
Oh, beautiful.
Val Milchillum is on the line now from Mount Gambier. G'day, Val. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?
Val, I love your story because you started off as a cleaner of the hotel.
Yes.
And now you're a co-owner of it, and I love how that works.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great passion.
Yeah, just call me Cinderella.
Oh, we love hearing that.
And
we will.
Have you lived in the Mount Gambier area all your life, Val?
Oh, heck yes. I was born here, yeah, near the Blue Lake, actually.
And it is a fantastic-looking lake, by the way, one of the most beautiful spots in Australia. So you've grown up there, you're born and bred there, you know it like the back of the hand. There should be a statue of you in the town plaza is what I'm hearing.
I agree.
Val, if I came there for the day and I was going to pass through, I said, you know what, bugger it, I'm going to stop and stay for a while. Where would you take me?
Oh, well, obviously to the Blue Lake.
Mm. Yep.
And, of course, we can't go swimming in it. Firstly, I can't swim.
Right.
And secondly, that's our drinking water, so we don't want bodies in our drinking water.
Good point.
All right, I'll just be in and out really quickly. It's just a dip. I'll just run in and out. That'd be the best drinking water in the world, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'd go there just for a glass of water.
Why not?
But speaking of drinking, there's also the local winery that you can go to as well.
Absolutely amazing wineries in the region.
If you tell me you've got a golf course there, I'm going to lose it.
We have two.
Oh, my God! Let's all go.
All right, Val. We're all going to head over to Comfort in the Lakes at Mount Gambier in South Australia.
Sounds amazing.
Good on you. And, yes, well done for going with Choice Hotels.
There it is. Get along. Say hi to Val, and if you're pretty messy, she might even still clean your room. You never know.
Oh, yeah. Look, I tell you, I'm a star.
Good on you, Val. That's Val. And thanks, Choice Hotels, choicehotels.com.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Hey, we're just about done for another week of Kennedy Molloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Next week will be our last week. You know what we thought we would do? Your chance, ring us up, contact us through our socials, request some bits. And we'll play some of the best bits, the worst bits, the bits that went wrong, the bits we really liked, some of our musical guests.
That's a good idea. Tell us what you'd like to hear again and we'll replay.
You know what I'd like to hear?
What's that?
More Percy Herford.
Oh.
I feel from the 1890s.
Inducted into the Australian Film and Sound Archive, I believe.
Oh, who else was? Anyone we know?
That's all I can
think of. Thank you.
I'll learn it on ukulele. Actually, that's banjo they're playing. I'm not learning that song.
Well, I'll tell you what
no.
will be requested. It'll be Jane playing TNT
That'll come up.
AC/DC. Oh, you can tell that for certain.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of stuff-ups on your behalf.
It'll be
a bit of me swearing here and
there.
A bit of your potty mouth. Probably none of the bits when Dave
none
was filling in for you, I would have thought.
None of
me. A bit blue collar. We get the idea. It'll be a big week. We've got some good guests. Did I hear Warnie
was sure
sliding
have.
Around?
Warnie, Merrick Watts, Lee Sales, Rob Sitch apparently.
Oh,
is
awesome.
It'll
be good to get to him and find out how they...
Just be nice and don't be silly.
What he's watching over dinner. Can't wait to get to the how did you get
He'll be very enthusiastic about it.
Glennie
Robbins as well is on. Dave Reynolds. Lots more.
Jeez, that's a big week next week.
And we'll be giving away our 38 grand Quintrex boat, people.
Out. That's next week's Kennedy Molloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Molloy. Why not book your next break direct with Choice Hotels? Wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels are there, with hotels in every state and territory. Save 20% when you book direct at choicehotels.com. Terms apply.